Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 143 to close at 24,919. S&P 500 up 9 at 2,793. NASDAQ Composite up 3 at 7,759. Russell 2000 small and mid caps down 8 at 1695. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 1 basis point at 2.87%. Oil up 19 cents at $74.04 per barrel. Gold down $2.20 at $12.56 per ounce. Stocks moved higher, but it wasn't a fulsome rally. You could make the argument that you only need to track a handful of stocks. Amazon, Netflix, and Microsoft together this year are responsible for 71% of the S&P 500 returns and for 78% of the returns on the NASDAQ 100. Apple also makes up a large portion of both indexes, representing 12% of both S&P and NASDAQ 100 returns, while Alphabet and Facebook contributed 8% to each. Earnings reporting season is underway, and today PepsiCo shares jumped about 4%, their biggest one-day gain in nearly 7 years, after the company's quarterly results topped estimates on strong sales of snacks. The company also reaffirmed its full-year forecast, signs of a gradual recovery in its soda business. Excluding items, the company earned $1.61 per share that beat analyst estimates of $1.52. Total revenue rose 2.4% to just over $16 billion. That also beat analyst estimates. PepsiCo drove a gain in the Consumer Staples Index, with Coca-Cola also rising 1% today. Boeing's first-half aircraft orders were more than double those of Airbus, while its jetliner deliveries rose 7.4% from the year-ago period. Boeing recorded 460 net aircraft orders during the period, compared to 206 orders for Airbus. The Boeing report comes ahead of the Farnborough Air Show, which kicks off July 16th just outside London. Global plane makers could pull down some 900 orders and commitments from the show. If so, it would be slightly down from last year's event. J.M. Smucker selling Pillsbury and other U.S. baking brands for $375 million. The deal includes a manufacturing facility in Toledo, Ohio, but excludes the baking business in Canada. Smucker, in May, completed its $1.9 billion acquisition of Rachael Ray dog food maker Ainsworth Pet Nutrition. More American workers voluntarily quit their jobs in May. In its monthly jobs opening and labor turnover survey, or JOLTS, Labor Department said the number of workers leaving jobs of their own free will increased by 212,000 to 3.3 million. That lifted the quits rate 1/10 of a percentage point to 2.4%, the highest since April 2001. Now, quits are seen as a sign of confidence in the labor market, showing that workers feel so good about the economy they're willing to leave one company for another. Most workers who leave jobs voluntarily end up getting better pay or benefits elsewhere. The JOLTS report also showed there were 6.6 million unfilled jobs at the end of May. That's down from the record 6.8 million vacancies reported in April. Still, the result was a job opening for every unemployed person who was looking for one. Demand continues to be strongest for service industry jobs, including retail, healthcare, hotel, and restaurant workers. The amount of debt held in the world rose by the largest margin in 2 years during the first quarter of 2018, growing by $8 trillion during the first 3 months of the year. The Institute for International Finance reports global debt has now risen to more than $247 trillion, which is 318% of the world's gross domestic product. Additionally, IIF found that global debt increased by $30 trillion since just the fourth quarter of 2016. The problem with the pace and speed is if you borrow or if you lend very quickly, the quality of the credit tends to suffer. Global debt to GDP increased for the first time in more than a year, with financial sector debt reaching an all-time high of around $61 trillion. Now, the concern for the U.S. economy is that debt is increasing at the same time the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates, meaning it will be more expensive to repay the debt. Trump is in Brussels today for a meeting of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Before taking off for Brussels, Trump again chided fellow NATO members for not contributing enough to the alliance while maintaining a trade surplus with the United States. European Council President Donald Tusk responded, "Dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many." After the NATO meeting, Trump heads to the UK. British police are mobilizing in numbers not seen since widespread rioting in 2011 in order to meet planned anti-Trump protest. The U.S. Embassy in London told U.S. citizens in Britain to keep a low profile for the duration of Trump's trip. Be aware of their surroundings. From the UK, Trump heads to a summit in Helsinki with Russian President Putin. The trade war is producing lots of collateral damage in specific sectors to soybean farmers in the Midwest and U.S. manufacturers who are dealing with supply chain disruptions and higher cost. The trade war could get much more serious if Trump imposes massive new auto tariffs or blockbuster new tariffs against China. Yes, it could get worse before it gets better, but for now, the financial markets, especially in the U.S., are focusing on other things, earnings, interest rates, both of which look just fine despite the global uncertainties. Today, China's Commerce Ministry said it is raising anti-dumping tariff rates for some optical fiber products originating from the U.S., effective tomorrow. The new anti-dumping tariff rates for dispersion unshifted single-mode optical fiber imported from the United States range from 33% to 78%. That compares to 4% to 18% as set in 2011. U.S. companies including Corning, OFS, Fitel, and Draka Communications are among firms affected by the changes. Despite the Trump administration's new tariffs on imports intended to reduce trade deficits and bring production back to the U.S., it isn't quite working out that way. U.S. manufacturers that have moved production to low-cost regions overseas aren't bringing the factory work back to the country. That, according to a new report from business consultancy A.T. Kearney. The report suggests that returning industrial production to the U.S. will remain tough as manufacturers adjust their supply chains to a new trading landscape. U.S. manufactured goods imports from the top offshoring countries grew faster than American manufacturing output in 8 of the last 10 years. BMW announcing that it would move production for some of its SUVs out of the U.S. as a result of new tariffs placed on the vehicles. German-based auto manufacturer signed an agreement with its Chinese partner, Brilliance Automotive Group, to increase the number of vehicles produced in that country, with the total reaching 520,000 by next year. BMW is the largest U.S. auto exporter and employs about 10,000 people at a plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Tesla has plans to open a plant in Shanghai that will one day crank out 500,000 vehicles a year, enough to rival the company's main plant in Fremont, California. Tesla said it will be the sole owner of the factory. Until now, China has always required foreign companies to enter joint ventures with domestic companies. Tesla expects to begin construction in the near future, after it gets the necessary government approvals. From there, the plant will take about 2 years to build and two or three more years to produce the 500,000 vehicles per year. Last night, Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court. Kavanaugh still has a long way to go before he gets his confirmation vote in the Senate. There are still about 3 months away from an actual vote, possibly longer. Kavanaugh has authored nearly 300 opinions from the circuit court bench over more than a decade, so there's going to be plenty to scrutinize. The volume of records at issue, likely to slow the timeline for confirmation hearings, and may make any hearing before the August recess out of the question. CNBC has released its annual list of top states for business. Texas took top honors. Arizona ranked 20th. Costco just unveiled a new menu for its food court, and one change isn't going over very well on social media. Costco still offers its famous $1.50 deal for a hot dog and a fountain soda, but the Polish dog combo, also with a soda for the same price, has now been banished. Change part of a food court makeover that includes the addition of a burger, an acai bowl, and a meatless al pastor salad. Curb your enthusiasm. Starbucks will stop using disposable plastic straws by 2020, eliminating more than 1 billion straws per year. In the U.S. alone, an estimated more than 500 million disposable plastic straws are used every day. Although plastic straws are made from polypropylene, a recyclable plastic, most recyclers won't accept them. They're just too small and lightweight to handle. Twitter has suspended more than 70 million accounts in May and June and continued the suspensions apace into July in an escalation of its fight against fake and suspicious accounts. PayPal wrote to a woman who had died of cancer saying her death had breached its rules and it might take legal action as a consequence. The firm has since acknowledged the letter was insensitive and apologized. From the letter, they wrote, "You are in breach of Condition 15.4C of your agreement with PayPal Credit, as we have received notice that you are deceased. This breach is not capable of remedy." Sadly, no, it is not. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 143 at 24,919. S&P 500 up 9 at 2,793. NASDAQ Composite up 3 at 77.59. As always, follow along moneyradio.com and our daily blog, eatthebankers.com.